to understand that you were wrong and try to figure out why you were wrong and then report what turns out to be the actual truth. And, you know, there have been, you know, for example, there have been people who I thought I wasn't going to like for different reasons. My preconception of the U.S. Golf Association for many years was that it was a bunch of stuffy rich guys who, you know, I didn't particularly identify with. And then David Fay, the executive director, turns out to be a guy who grew up as a caddy and learned to play golf on public golf courses and, you know, would just as soon put all the caddies and players in shorts as in the long pants that the players are still forced to wear.
It's interesting, John, of all the people that I know in this business, you are the one person that I would love to see write a book about the Masters, because I think there's a lot that has happened. Some of it is mystique. Some of it is true and factual. I know that Lee Trevino one time told me the reason why he didn't play it for a long time was he just simply didn't like the atmosphere and feel comfortable. And it was Jack Nicklaus who came to him and said, you should play this tournament. So I'm wondering, have you ever thought about doing something on the Masters that would be definitive?
I have thought about it, Ron, and I guess I'm like anybody who's ever stepped through those gates, that there is a fascination with the mystique. I think you used the right word there. Kurt Sampson wrote a very good book about the history of the Masters and Augusta National and the people who built it several years